This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christine Herman. Got a minute?
Some scientists want to use the DNA of indigenous people to reconstruct the human migration story. That's the history of how people spread from Africa to everywhere. But many in the indigenous community who've contributed their DNA for science feel that these types of studies are exploitative and say they don't like being left out of the conversation.
There's a long history about anthropologists and scientists going to indigenous communities, getting what they need, leaving, and never coming back.
University of Illinois anthropologist Ripon Molly.
I learned early on that was the norm in science and anthropology up until recently.
To help change that system, in 2011, Molly launched a program that provides hands-on genomics training to Native American and other indigenous scientists and laypeople. It's called SING, Summer Internship for Indigenous People in Genomics.
We discuss all week about genomics and how it can be used as a tool and how it may fit or not fit with indigenous ideas and knowledge. And we have discussions on how to decolonize science. And then we do a large number of discussions about ethical, legal, and social implications.
This year's SING workshop wrapped up earlier this month. Crystal Sosi is a Navajo geneticist and one of the organizers.
SING has been influential in training the next generation of indigenous scientists so that we can ensure that science is done by us, for us, and truly benefits us.
Sosi says she's the only indigenous PhD student in science at Vanderbilt, and the SING workshop has helped her feel less isolated.
So getting that sort of sense of community from my indigenous peers who are undergoing the same sort of challenges in academia is great.
SING has trained more than 120 participants to date. In 2018, alumni and faculty published ethical guidelines for scientists on how to approach genomics research in a way that is sensitive to the interests of indigenous people and that can benefit their communities. Molly says he now approaches his work with indigenous communities as a collaboration.
I work with the communities to figure out what they want to study as well as what we want to study and basically partner with them.
In her research, Sosi studies pregnancy complications among Ojibwe women in North Dakota and how environmental factors contribute to disease among indigenous communities in South Dakota. She says partnering with indigenous people is critical.
To ensure that genomics research that involves indigenous peoples will actually benefit us, as opposed to just using us as subjects as we have in the past.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christine Herman.